Welcome back to Stressed to Blessed. Today I have a special guest. This is my first guest and I'm really excited and I'm glad that it is this person. So this is my friend Catherine, and I'm going to let Catherine introduce herself. And then today's episode, we're going to talk about our friendship, and we're going to talk about conscious friendship and being like too female, ambitious, sensitive, entrepreneurial women.
Yes.
Women. So, welcome, Catherine. If you can just say a little bit about who you are, please.
Yes, I do, sir. Also, thank you for having me, of being like the first guest. Yay. Yeah, my name is Catherine. I'm from Germany, originally from Berlin, now living in Munich. What I do for a living is basically coaching for entrepreneurs, very sensitive, intuitive females, basically, and also in corporations. Yes. And also, yeah, being a coach for corporations, working in the tech industry, software development, strongly for leaders, especially ones which are more hidden, but who are real leaders, not because of their position, and rather because of their personality.
Interesting. And you're also big into property and investing, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is something I truly like, but it's not so much out there. But I'm thinking of going out there and to teach females about investing, of just going after it, because you just need to start somewhere and go for it, and it will work out for you.
Yes. And you're a mother of two.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, geez. Superwoman over here. Well, welcome, Catherine. So today we're both saying that we feel like giddy, a little bit giddy, weren't we? We were like laughing before we start filming because we have these conversations, but we don't film them.
Yeah, we have them actually now for a long time on a regular basis, right? Because we support each other.
Yeah. So we met like what, 5 or 6 years ago?
It was 2017.
Was it? Oh my gosh. So like 7 years ago.
Yes.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay. So we met 2017, and it's a funny story of how we met. We were both what do you call it? We were both in a spiritual container, like what would you call it? Yeah.
It was a program we
Yeah.
both participated.
Yeah. So we both participated in a live online program that was all about alignment and intuition. And there was probably 11 of us, something like that. I don't speak to any of the other people anymore. Do you?
No.
No. Okay. I was like, you better not. No, I'm joking. And then our friendship grew because I then started a business in 2020. I started an e-commerce business and I had a business partner, and then the business kind of collapsed, and it was a very, very stressful time for me. And that's when I reached out to you. And I was living in South London at the time. I remember so clearly, I was sitting at a desk. I lived in a high-rise apartment, 18 stories high, near Greenwich in London, overlooking all of London. And I was sat at my desk, and I remember just crying and speaking to you. And then I remember you said, I always remember this, you said, if your outside world is chaotic, that means that your inside world is chaotic. Do you remember saying that?
Yes. It still feels also true.
Yeah.
It's that simple, right?
Yeah. But I didn't know it that at the time. I didn't know that the outer world was from the inner world. I didn't know that it was a like a mirror kind of a thing at the time. And I had just started this business. I was working for myself. I was burning out. I had chronic illness. I had depression. I had an eating disorder called orthorexia, where you are obsessively only eating clean foods. And COVID hadn't happened. Well, COVID had happened by this time, right? When we came together this time, like we'd already met. But then when I started working with you, when you were coaching me, because I was a mess, I was, that was COVID time.
I remember. And it was a time where you decided, right, to invest in yourself and to use this time to reflect. And you were all in, basically. Like you were not stopping yourself in any way. You were saying, right, I'm into it. I want to know it. I want to know who I am in my core. And following your journey.
And I was at a rock bottom then. Like, I was at a serious rock bottom because my health was very bad. My mental health was very bad. I was very overwhelmed. I was burnt out. I was fatigued. I was experiencing massive stress with the potential huge financial debt put on top of me from exiting this business. Luckily, that didn't happen, and I actually got paid for my half of the business when I left. So that all worked out. But I was getting threatened with like financial, what would I say the word is? Like, it was just debt. It was financial debt that was going to be put onto me. And I was so blessed at that time because a lawyer who lived in my building, I put a message out onto Facebook into my building saying I needed a lawyer in this specific thing. And it was quite a niche thing. And he came forward and he was like the head of a big legal firm in London. And he was became my lawyer for free. He became my
Nice.
lawyer for free. And he helped me. And like that was like an eight, like you came into my life more than you had, and helped me massively. And then this lawyer had come into my life, and everything managed to be sorted. But like, I don't know why, but in my head, I just have this voice. It's like, I feel like when I was working with you, like I was 100% in. Like I was doing the work like every day. Like, and I haven't stopped. Like, for me, I don't know. Have you worked with many people that have been like that committed?
Yes, like if th these are my favorite coaches, because if you're so open to be vulnerable, so committed, and it's still a journey, you still need a coach, a partner, someone on your side, by your side, like supporting you, mirroring you, like showing the options and all of that, holding space. But some are very committed, and these are the ones who are eventually like see the light at the end of the tunnel, like who are feeling fully empowered eventually, and feel like I'm the owner of my life. I have everything I need to be happy in my life. But before that, it often requires the need of getting rock bottom, and of understanding, okay, this is how I feel. This is where I feel maybe still needy, and this is where it's coming from. And these are the needs that I need to fulfill myself. And I have experienced it now a few times, but not everyone wants to go there, and it's also fine. And there are also people who are saying, I don't feel comfortable sharing it with a coach, with a therapist, and I rather do it all by myself. And even they, I have sometimes observed deep changes, as it requires just a decision from yourself. It requires, like, I want to live a different life.
And just as you were speaking, I just had flashes of like so many monumental moments and like realizations from working with you, of like one of realizing how I was being so self-critical to myself, and I was always very, very harsh to myself. And then another one when we did like the inner child healing, and we did like, you know, when I'd sit on a chair and then like the aspecting, when you switch places and you talk to that wounded part of yourself, and then the wounded part of yourself talks to you. And then I would continue to do that myself outside of the sessions, especially in the bath. And I would literally move to the other side of the bath, and I would have these huge like awakenings, like of realizations of being like, whoa. Because so much of it was unconscious or subconscious, so much of it was in my shadow and buried down, and a lot of it was my inner child. And yeah, so anyway, like you literally radically changed my life, and I definitely wouldn't be the person that I am today if I hadn't have worked with you for years.
Yeah, I'm so happy to hear. Like, yeah, I see now the progress you have made, and like, and it also has changed, right? That I'm not coaching you anymore. What we also need to say is that you also, yeah, guided me in a way.
I
And
just remembered that. I forgot.
yeah,
But I,
so.
because we started with tarot.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you trained me on tarot, also showing me the Akashic records. So eventually it was also on a partnership level, like you guiding me guiding you, and eventually we both stopped that. And what was there eventually, what was all the time there, I think, which was growing, was our friendship.
And now what we do, and this is the basis of the episode, is that we will meet each other on Zoom or Teams. Is that what it's called? Teams.
Yes.
And we will what we'll so this is what we do. This is like our conscious friendship now. This is so we started with being in a container together, then staying in touch, then I taught you how to read tarot, then you did some incredible coaching, or a lot of incredible coaching with me, and I taught you how to read the Akashic records, and then we would do sessions with each other. So I would read your records, and sometimes you would read mine, or you would do coaching with me. And then it got to a point where we're at now, where we hop on a call, typically on a Thursday morning, and then we set a timer, and I will talk for like 20 minutes or sometimes 45 minutes. We change the times sometimes. And I will say what's happening in my life and what I am struggling with, or what I need some more like enlightenment with, and then you help me, and then we switch it and you go. And like it's just so cool. I've never done this with anyone else.
Yeah, and what I love about it, it's a crazy mix, right? Between active l listening, between I just share what I'm thinking of, like
Yeah,
it's
it's
not
very
coaching.
intuitive, right?
Yeah, it's very intuitive, and but also very supportive, right? And then I understand you, I feel you. And this is like the what my intuition is saying. Like, what do you think about it? And yeah, I truly love it. And we are going on so many levels, like with the business stuff, but also about this is how I'm feeling, and yeah, holding each other, the container, and in a way also accountable, because what I've feel often is like you see my potential and I see your potential, and we just want each other to succeed.
It's like success. It's like we do success coaching with each other, because You'll come with something, and I'm like, oh, have you thought about this? What about this? I'm seeing this. And then you get a load of options, but then you go away and you decide what you want to do. Then you come back. I'm not like, oh, but well, hang on a minute. You didn't do that thing that I told you to do. Like, it's not like that. It's like, okay, where are
Yeah.
you at now? And usually we change a lot. We're like here, then we're there, then we're here, then we're there, then we're here, then we're there. And then we go back to like step two or something like that. It's like always changing, but and it's, but we're, and I think the other thing is that we're always looking forward as well. It's not like, oh, but in the past you did this. Oh, but have you thought about this? It's like, okay, what do you want to do? Yeah, you can do it. And having someone that believes in you and encourages you and has no jealousy, no like, oh, well, if she does that, then what does that mean for me? Like we're rooting for each other to succeed.
Yeah, and it has never been any differently. And I think this is where I value like most our friendship, that I know you want me to succeed, and you see always see me much bigger than I see myself.
Yeah, because we can only see like we're with ourselves all day every day, so we kind of like get sick of ourselves, don't we? Like I've said, you know, in your head, you're like, I said I was going to do this like 25 times, and you're like, oh, and then you bring it to me, and I'm like, yeah, and then you're like, yeah.
Yeah, and to be honest, not every friendship is like that. It's maybe the more you're rising as a person, you're growing. It has an effect on your environment, and your environment would rather maybe have you more coming down again, like don't grow up so much because it makes me look small.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, so some people, they are not ready
Yeah.
for that.
And I had this visual when you're saying that. It's like we're a plant, and as we've both grown, like our friendship has grown with it. Like there's periods of time when maybe we speak to each other less because we're both very busy. But then we come back and it's always a where you at, what you doing, what do you want to do? Kind of a thing. And it's, yeah, it's like a plant that's just grown with time. And I don't know if I have, I mean, I don't have any other friendship that's like this in how we are so very much it's business focused too, you know, like because we both are very ambitious, but we're also very intuitive and we're also very sensitive. So it's like having found someone who's very similar in that way is really beautiful because not a lot of people get it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also being self-employed, not
Yeah.
all of these aspects are in a way rare to find someone. And for us in friendship, I love to talk about my business.
Yeah, because our
And
business is like a one of your babies and my baby.
it's like the creative outlet of things. It's not only work, it's like me fulfilling my values, me going out in this world and me having fun. And to say, okay, now we're in a friendship zone, this is where I don't like to talk about it. It doesn't feel right. And to find someone who approaches business on the other side so similar, and to say, okay, I have a picture, I have like my intuition is saying that to me. Like most people look at you and say, like, you're a freak. And
And
yeah, that makes it fun.
yeah, and it's like funny because I think every time, so like where our friendship has evolved to now, where we meet each other typically on a video call and we like we'll send voice notes to each other and message each other as well. But it's like we can share how we genuinely feel and it's you know what's so interesting? I just had this realization now. It's almost like it's not about our friend. It's never really about our friendship in that time. It's always like when you're talking about your business, I'm like all in on you, and I just like leave the room. and then vice versa. And then we also have the friendship where we chat and stuff. But like maybe in other friendships, sometimes it can be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't say that because they're not going to know what I'm talking about, or they're going to think that's weird, or that might be like, you know, if I'm constantly talking about the ways that things are going well, it does it look like I'm showing off? Or if I'm talking about something that isn't going so well, does it seem like I'm complaining? But it's not like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. Like you can be just truly yourself, and me too, and the other person is listening to it. And sometimes it's friendship, but it's also a bit of like I'm here. I'm understanding what you mean, and I'm not waiting for you to make a pause so I can make my point. And
Yeah.
rather, I'm listening to you, and if you finish, I maybe repeat to you this what I understood. Like, what do you require? Like, what is like really, yeah, maybe because we have been out of this phase of supporting each other, that a bit of it is still here now.
Yeah.
This wish to make you feel understood.
Yeah.
And I think this is something which actually every partnership, every friendship, every form of relationship actually, it's very healthy.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't, after every call that we have with each other, I feel motivated, I feel inspired, or I have like an aha moment, or I feel like I can tackle that thing, or yeah, I just gain some form of clarity. So it's like a type of friendship where it's very fulfilling, and I feel like I need that because I'm such a deep person. I don't know. I just feel like for me, I want to know, you know, like where do you want, what are your biggest dreams and goals? Like, what's the biggest thing you've overcome? What are you working through right now? What's like your spiritual awakening like? How much have you changed? Like, even just before we started f recording now, I was like, I wonder what 2025 is going to be like, because like every year I'm like, what the. So much change, so much transformation, like overcoming things. And I think that I really thrive when I'm around those types of people who are also on that journey, because otherwise, sometimes you can feel like you're too much.
It's for us, right, being very intuitive, introverted in a way also, but on the other side, love to express yourself. So it's very things that are usually not fitting together, and then we need someone with a form of richness and a deepness within themselves. Because often there's, I think, also the fear, or at least for me, of being too much, of being maybe not understood, of being judged. And you need like a safe space and a safe person where you feel there I can just be about myself, and I can jump from A to B and Z and without overwhelming. And we do that all the time, right? And then we have a form of outlet as well. And then I feel calmer. I got my words out.
Yeah.
And then I can also be around other people, like
Yeah.
who don't want to be like that, or who would like to have it more straight
Yeah.
and very logical. And then I can more easily have capacity for that as well.
Yeah. So something that just came into my head actually, I want to ask you if you experienced this. So I was on one of my good friends is called Paula Swope. She's amazing. She's the author of The Thought Snob. Oh, it's downstairs. It's a book called The Thought Snob. And she has a podcast, and I was on her podcast. And recently she was doing a TikTok live, and I joined her on the TikTok live. And then also a previous podcast interviewer called Allison was there. And we were talking about how in French, is it about friendship? So like you can be with someone, so let's say me and you, blah 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 blah, like we're talking, we're talking, we're talking, and we can go anywhere and we could talk for ages, And there's the yeah, we never run out of things to say. It's never like awkward silence. But then when you go outside, as I mean, like as in we're inside because we're on Zoom. When you go out into the world, and there's times when I'll be out and I'll be socializing, let's say it like that. I'll be socializing and there'll be people around and I'll just shut down and my personality like poof leaves, and I'm around certain people. They may be very extroverted people typically. Charismatic, funny, loud, jokey, people. And they might not be, they might just be people who are just chill and stuff too. But when I'm around certain people, I can talk and talk and talk and talk, and I feel like I am extroverted because I'm recharging from the conversation and I feel really fulfilled and inspired and great. Like I leave that conversation, whether it's online or in person, and I'm like energized and I feel amazing. And then other times I can be out, typically more out in public, and I'll be around certain people and suddenly my personality goes and I just shut down and I'm like, and then I used to internalize it and be like, what's wrong with me? Oh my God, why can't I speak? And I'm trying to come back with like something funny to say, and I'm trying to like keep up with the conversation, but I just can't. And then in my head, I'm like, oh my God, they're gonna think I'm boring. They think I'm weird. They think like I'm like, I don't know why it's coming into my head, but like a wet flannel. Like they're just like, bah, boring, boring. She's so boring. And I'm like, I'm not boring at all, but for some reason, when I'm around certain people, I shut down. Do you ever experience that?
Yes. So
Okay.
I used to not experience that because I was adapting to that, like, but too much. And I was used to be extroverted and to, yeah, put on a show basically without being
Yes.
aware of that.
Yeah,
But
because
if
this is
you
more of a recent thing, like maybe in the last year, maybe. Yeah, the last year, I would say, for me.
Yeah, then it's I experienced that when I became like really true to myself, when I embodied my true self. And then when I went out, for me it was maybe more where maybe other perceived me as arrogant, because I didn't just wanted to join the conversation or do like small talk. And I didn't feel like it. And of course, this also is maybe not putting the others in a nice position, right? To have this distance, but this distance I just wanted to have, and I followed my own needs. It's
That's
yeah.
so okay. That's a really good way to put it. I'll report this back to Paula and Alison because we were like, when Alison said it, she said how like her intuition will protect her from people. That's how she put it. She was like, when I'm with certain people, she'll open up, you know, like a flower. And then with other people, she'll contract and she won't. And it's almost like she can't even help it. And I was like, what? When she explained it, I was like, you know, like there's that reel where the woman's looking up and it's got like the mathematical equations. I was like, oh my God, like what? Like what? And Paula was like, what? And we were like, whoa, we just had like an epiphany where we realized that we do that. Like we're around certain people and we are like chatty Sally. You can't shut us up. Like we'll record a live or a podcast and it will be like 2, 3 hours long because we can't stop talking. And then we're exhausted, but also feeling like very fulfilled. And then with other people, I just become like stiff in a way. Like that's how I would perceive it in my head at first, because I was being very self-critical of myself and thinking that I was the problem. Because I was like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Why can't I just be my normal self when I'm around everyone? Why do I literally shut down? Why does my personality turn off? And I would be like so mad at myself. And then when she said that, I had this acceptance of, oh, it's because they're not my people. They aren't interested necessarily in the things that I'm interested in, and I don't have that feel that need to go above and beyond to, like you say, put on a show and prove to people I'm funny, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, hey, love me, blah 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 blah. Even though I will admit at the same time, and I am like, oh, why can't I just be me around those people? Like, and I do feel a form of like, I would like their validation because I feel like I shut down so they don't get to see the real me and then I feel bad about it. But like, I like how you've said that as well. It's like you don't feel the need and it's because you've become more authentic. And I feel like that's an even better way for me to like think about it and feel better.
Yeah, and I love also what you said with the intuition and putting a shield on. Maybe this sometimes goes hand in hand, but I like this idea of trusting myself when this happens. And I think this is maybe even when you're too adaptable, and then there will be a phase where you're, let's say, a bit too distant. And after that, you will find a middle ground in a balanced way, but it's part of your journey also to take a bit of distance. So the same way as you're more and more having a spiritual awakening and becoming yourself, it's often connected with distance and of withdrawal. And it's like being a snail and going into your house, and there it just doesn't feel authentic to do the small talk. And you start to be authentic, even if it makes other people feel bad.
Yeah, and you have to be, or I've found this is my experience, I have to be okay with being misunderstood because I'm almost like, so Neptune was rising when I was born, which typically means a fortune teller, means that you can know things. And, you know, I'm very naturally gifted at reading tarot and the Akashic Records. Like, I just took to it immediately. And I've just given over 1,000 readings and I just know things that there's no way I could know. And I feel like when I meet people, I can sense if they like me, if they don't like me. I can sense like maybe if they're in a good place or not, like that kind of stuff. I don't tap into it much because I don't want to. It's draining. I don't want to go into someone else's personal life. I don't want to do that. So I keep like my distance. But what I found with this happening is that it's almost against my own free will that my energy shuts down with these people because a part of me, and maybe it's even my inner child who wants that validation, who wants to be loved by everyone, is screaming in my head, say something, smile. Oh my God, they think you're weird. And I'm like having this like out of body experience where I'm like standing there, my body's shut down, and my mind is like telling me to like speak up, kind of a thing. And then I leave feeling really sh drained. I feel so drained because, like, I'm like, oh, but that's a part of a spiritual awakening and being the most authentic version of you is being like, okay, I'm not for everyone, and that's a good thing because if I'm for everyone, then who am I?
Yeah, and it seems like you're learning a new way of living there.
Yeah.
That if you still hear the voices, and it's the same for me, but you can still consciously choose if you follow that, or at least your body chose it.
Yeah, my body took over.
Yeah, and there's, I think, some body wisdom in that. Your body knows what to do, in a way, and of course, there's still also a freeze mode where maybe you shut down. Yeah,
Maybe
it's
it's a
up to you
combination
if.
of the two for me because I was in freeze mode for a really long time. So my body's like, whoop, we're back there. This isn't safe. Freeze mode. Yeah. It's so interesting. But it's so cool to have friends like you, like Paula, like Allison, where we can learn from each other and be like, oh, that's what that is. And then have compassion because I was beating myself up about it. I was like, why am I like this with this person? And why am I like this with that person? Like, what is this? I literally didn't understand it. And then when they said it, it was like it clicked instantly. And I was like, oh, that's what that is. And now I don't feel so bad when there is a lot, there is quite, in my opinion, there's a large group of people that don't get me because I'm not the person that I used to be. I'm very, very selective. I'm very, very, I feel things very deeply and I can sense things. And I can sense if someone wants to be my friend or not. And if I sense that they don't want to be my friend, then I think that's where my body shuts down and it will not allow me to like move forward with that.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
It's because then you would overstep your own boundary or start to people please. And I think for that you have done like too much work. It's over. It's over this time.
You know what I see in my mind as well is like when you said about you're not putting on a show, I see like this little monkey just like jumping up and down, banging like cymbals and like trying to like that's what I used to be like. Were you like that as well?
Yes, I
Okay,
was
can I
also
ask you a question then actually? What did
go
you used
for
to
it.
be like before you, when did you have your spiritual awakening, do you think? Like the first one, and what were you like before that?
I would say like the first spiritual awakening which I had was in childhood, where I just got like the feeling I have everything inside me to
Wow.
guide me. And this was like my in first class, and I would say like this was the first one. But later on, I had it after getting split up from my ex-husband and like getting a divorce after that, going to therapy. And before that, I was either way living in Berlin, I was living in London for some time. So it was never too much. It was never like too loud. I was always everywhere where it's busy. And I always wanted to have everything, like the whole variety of options, and being like in a way free and not committed. And then, yeah, after doing that divorce phase and going to therapy and all of that, everything crashed down. And I moved somewhere else where it was quiet. I was a single parent, and everything was falling apart suddenly. And also I withdrew. And within this time, I realized I always wanted to travel. I always wanted to move somewhere else. And then I realized actually I have some inner work to do, some inner healing. And I think this is where the other spiritual awakening happened, where in this phase I didn't really share with my friends. I was actually quite alone within this time, because I couldn't say, "Oh, friends, now this and this is going on." It rather just happened,
Yeah.
and you were not planning
Like
it. It
happened to
was,
you, kind of a thing. Yeah.
unexpectedly, like as you said, as you shut down. It was very similar. I just shut down and started like doing the real reflection, and yeah, coming out of it, I feel much more older in a way, but in a good one. I feel
Like an
like
old
now,
soul, wiser.
yeah, I feel like
Like an
I'm now an
owl.
adult, right? I'm not a girl anymore. I feel like a woman now, and
Yeah.
I love this feeling, and I would always choose the same way, but it was unexpectedly this journey. And but my friends, they stayed, but for some time we didn't have much connection, because I wasn't ready for that. And I think after that journey, I also got mu much more selective what I want to share and with whom. And before that, I was like out there telling everyone everything. And now I feel also much more independent of making my decision. Like, do I feel comfortable with this person to share that or not? And yeah, doing it very consciously.
Yeah. Yeah, because you've got to like listen to your body if you feel safe, rather than just sharing for the sake of sharing. Like, do you feel like it's worthwhile sharing? And because sometimes you share and then you feel worse for sharing. So it's like you get to a point where you can sense you have like a GPS or like a, I don't know, like a thermometer, and it's like it's warm or it's cold, you know? Like, so it's like yes, you can share or no, you shouldn't. And what about like tips for people who feel like they don't have this, or maybe they want like a much more fulfilling friendship, one that like serves them in having a female friend, but also elevating their business? Because like for us, we're both very ambitious, and it's not just like it's not like about making money. This is our, I don't know if you agree with this, but like I feel like my business is my purpose. It's my mission. It's my self-expression. It's how I grow and expand and step outside of my comfort zone, and also at the same time help other people do that too. So it's like I love to do it because I'm not satisfied with staying the same. I'm always need to learn and grow, but I also want to help other people do it because I know what it's like to be so stuck and disempowered. Like, what would you say to people if they wanted to if they didn't have those connections in their life and they wanted them?
I would say, like, look out, where's your tribe? Like, where are like-minded people? As we have also met in a program, and so we
Yeah,
saw in
if
this
we hadn't have gone
person
into that
something.
program, then we wouldn't have met each other.
Yeah, exactly. And we wouldn't have met in real life, like
Ooh.
offline life, no chance. So you
Maybe
can
the reason that we
have
both went into the program was to meet each other.
Yes. Yeah, because there we instantly clicked. So
Yeah.
and it's I once heard from someone else saying that not in friendship, rather in partnership. And this person was telling me, don't look for all of the assets you want to have in this one person. Like, be happy if maybe this person doesn't have that deepness as you have, but then look out for friends who have that, and create like a group of people having different aspects, bringing you like and don't expect everything from one person, and rather accept the person how they are. And it's sometimes even so refreshing to have a friendship where everything is maybe much more shallow, but you still have such a strong bondage, and because you feel so safe and you basically love this person as a friend, and to have this variety and to, yeah, look out. What do you think? Like, do you have
Yeah, I
any
agree.
ideas?
I think like in the what's happening at the moment is that it's easy to find people like online, like on social media as well, because when you are sharing your message and you're showing up authentically and you're stepping outside of your comfort zone, and you can find other women who are doing the same. They don't have to be doing the exact same thing, obviously, but like they are showing up and they're living life differently. Because I would say that we both, I mean, do you think that you live differently to the vast majority of people on planet Earth?
Yes and no. I think
Yeah.
they're very like standard and maybe even boring ways how I live life.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah.
I don't have the feeling that I need to live like an extraordinary life in a way of like traveling and all of that. This is what I used to do, but I still love traveling. But I'm happy to live a boring life, but being like connected to myself and feeling great.
Yeah, I think that's the
And
difference, is that a lot of
yeah.
people aren't connected to themselves. So like when you're connected to yourself, you will live life differently, but yet still living very similar at the same time. Yeah. Yeah. So,
I get what you mean,
yeah. So
yeah.
I think for women specifically, you can find a lot of women online, kind of like online dating, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
but you can find them on social media, like connect with people, support them, and that can turn into a friendship or go to a retreat, go to a class locally, you know, like there's sound bath classes, you go to meditation class, you go to a pottery class, like whatever you're interested in, whatever you are interested in, I would encourage people to go out there and meet people whilst doing that thing. Like if you like a sport, you know, a great place to meet people is like in like gym classes, you know, like Pilates classes, yoga classes, going to women's circles, joining book clubs. Like there's lots of different ways to meet people, I think, in that way. Like when I went to the Joe Dispenza retreat, I was exposed to loads of people who were very deep, very sensitive, and very, very committed to bettering themselves, like getting to know who they are, like very committed to meditation and inner exploration, and yet we're still doing a lot of healing. So we're not like the perfect, I'm a seven figure CEO and this is my life, and like, you know what I mean? Like relatable people. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I have any other tips on that. Put it out there, you know, like internally, like put it out there. Like I'm open, I'm ready to find a much more authentic, aligned friendship that is very powerful. You could put that out there, visualize, imagine what it would be like to have that type of a friendship. Because if you don't have that type of a friendship, it's harder to imagine what it would be like, but you just have to imagine what would it be like to have a friend who supports me 100%, a friend who pushes me, a friend who listens to me, a friend who encourages me. Like you kind of, because I guess like for us, it kind of went into that direction because we were already doing that for each other, like a ping pong machine. Ding, 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 ding. That thing. It was like me helping you, you helping me helping you, you helping me. And it was going back and forth. And then it became like a friendship. So I guess the way that it happened like that for us is because we already were seeing each other in that way. Maybe.
Yeah, it feels the same to me, and what I'm thinking of also, when you said that, is a bit trusting the process. Like, it also takes a bit of time for a real secure bond to establish,
Yeah.
and to look out where are the people where you feel actually recharged afterwards. And maybe it's not a classical friendship, and it starts with as it started with us, more maybe a partnering and coaching and all of that. And yeah, or in a working space, it could be starting like that, and to find some value in that as well,
Yeah,
in that
I agree.
connection.
And what about if someone, because this is something that I have experienced myself, especially like when you transform, the more you transform, you can leave your old life behind. You have to sacrifice the old version of you. You can't necessarily have the same habits. You can't have the same thoughts. You can't feel the same way. You can't react the same way to things because you want to become a different person. So you quite literally have to change on the inside. Then, when you change on the inside, it changes on the outside, and people can drop away. And some people can take that really personally. I know I used to take it very personally. But, like, it's almost like that's going to happen because, and people can come back. Like, it's not always that people are gone forever. But when I've transformed so much, I found that what happened with a lot of my relationships was they became very one-sided. That it was me always the one reaching out to them. It was me suggesting things. It was me who was because I'm very much like I've studied coaching and it's kind of what I do. I do, it's what I do for a living. So with my friendships, it would be very much if they had a problem, I would want to help them solve it. And then it kind of became like that. Like I was only really wanted when they had a problem and they wanted me to help them through it. What do you think? What do you want to say to people like that? People who are watching their friends drop away and they're like freaking out.
Like if the friendship really values you, like you can still go to that person and say, I like you. Like what was happening? I really value our friendship. Can we talk about it? And maybe it's a sign that there needs to be some honest talking happening. And otherwise, if they drop out, let them drop out.
Yeah, the classic line, let them.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Because then that's in a way I personally believe that's life. You come and go and maybe you can see each other again.
When you were saying that, I had this thing that came to my mind, and it was like, we shouldn't have to force anything. So if a connection or, if a client disappears, if a friend disappears, or you started dating someone and they disappear, I see it as like exactly what you said, let them. And it's like, if it's meant to be, it's like that, like a cheesy line. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But I trust completely in like God, creator, the universe. And I think if something falls away, then I'm like, okay, like I trust, unless I'm like shocked and I'm like, what's happening? And it's a real friendship, then of course, like say something to them and ask them about it. But otherwise, just for me now, my like motto is just like, okay, if it's meant to be, it will be. I don't need to force anything. So I trust that God, the creator, has removed that person because I need to focus on myself, or they need to focus on themselves, or they are not meant to be in my life anymore. And if they're meant to be, then they will come back into it. So I don't need to stress. I don't need to worry. I don't need to, freak out or start internalizing and thinking that I've done something wrong. I'm just like, oh, okay, if that person doesn't make an effort, then that's not meant to be right now. If I want to make an effort, I can make an effort. But if it's not reciprocated, then that's okay.
Yeah, and to have it equally invested. And of course, there are times where one person is going through a rough time, then it could be more one way. But otherwise, it's by my definition, it's not a friendship.
Yeah, if
So
it's not
I
balanced.
don't treat it like that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's I put a video, a reel on my Instagram recently from the Kabbalah Institute, and this woman was saying how it has to be balanced. Otherwise, it just can't work. There has to be balance. If I what I give to you, if it's not that it needs to be immediately balanced. It can be like you said, like one person needs more support and that's fine, and the other person's giving more support. But then as soon as it comes back around and it's a similar situation, vice versa, then it has to be reciprocated. Otherwise, it's just not a real friendship.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Ah, and we've come to the end of our chat. There's so much more I would want to talk about on this. Maybe we'll do a round two.
Yes. I'm in.
Yeah, because it's so much fun to talk about. And I just wanted to just talk about our friendship so people can see, like, oh, what? Because I didn't know about friendships like this. Like, I'd never had a friendship like this before. And since our friendship has become like this, my other friendships in my life have gotten better. Because I feel like now I've got like, I don't know, is it like a standard or like I've got like an understanding of what friendship is to me? Not that it has to be the exact same as this, But I feel like my other friendships have gone deeper, and they are very different, but the standard of like friendship is higher. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think yes, I think also to have this confidence, right, and the trust for yourself that you can have this friendship that you want to have, and the more we are like having that in our life, then we can establish it elsewhere, and having that trust that I'm capable of holding like a really rich friendship, and others which are not there yet, you can establish it. And it's the same for me. Like I feel also now much more capable of finding friendship where I can be myself and the other person can be herself, and that's
Yeah, and
it.
like one last thing I want to say is that I feel
Yeah.
also because I feel so fulfilled in this friendship, I feel like I don't need loads of friendships. So I feel like when a relationship is not quite fulfilling me, or it feels like more of a drain than it's more draining me than inspiring me, or whatever the words are, then I'm okay to be like, yeah, no, that's not working for me, and that's okay.
Yeah. And I think this benefit comes from when you have a fulfillment within yourself.
Yes, exactly. Okay, guys. Oh my gosh. This was really fun. So if you're watching on YouTube, hi, thanks
Yes.
for watching. If you're listening on the YouTube, on the podcast, thank you for listening. This is my first guest, Catherine, my most probably one of my most conscious friendships. Completely changed me as a person, and I appreciate you so much, and thank you for being on the on the on Stressed to Blessed.
Yes, thank you for having me, Becky. I mean, pulling me on here and stretching me there and like letting me grow.
You're
Thanks for that.
welcome. Thanks for watching, guys. Bye.